Part 4. Arcanic Structure, The Law of Magic. The understanding of magic in this universe is governed by some very basic rules. But first I must explain that magic is not really as much a whimsical hobby of the everyman, but a tremendously difficult and precise art. I don't use the word science, because magic is too fluid and repeatable, and consistent effects are oftentimes difficult to produce using magic. Some of the most basic functions of magic, like changing the shape or size of an object, is a rather simple task, but magic is capable of so much more. Changing weather, perception and understanding are all possible with the utilization of magic. The risks, of course, are always present, and catastrophe on a grand scale has happened. Long gone sentient races have wiped themselves off the map, leaving behind only vague remnants of a bygone age. We even suspect that entire civilizations have vanished due to the ill use of the arcane arts. Nevertheless, the risk is worth the trek through the untamed and mysterious country of the magical wilds. We know very little about the origin or reason for the existence of magic, but we do know some basic principles that remain generally consistent to anyone with a strength of mind and heart to brave the endeavor before any prospective mage. They are as follows. Magic is finite. Explanation: magic in its truest form has been observed to be finite. Although its source and substance is beyond our ability to measure by any technological or practical means, we do know that it is not unlimited. An object infused with magic will not remain as such for an unlimited amount of time. Based on the skill and experience of the practitioner, along with the function of the spell, the allotted essence within the form determines its duration. Magic is tangible. Explanation: although we are unable to measure or perceive the bare form of magic, we are aware that magic has physical properties. These properties are vast and seemingly random, but have been noticed when observing the physical and biological conditions of mages. A mage who preforms magic will have varying elements of their basic biology changed sometime during the process of using magic. The effects are again inconsistent and can range from rises in metabolic function to severe health conditions such as heart palpitations, but it demonstrates that magic is at least partly a physical expression, and its form is of some shape or substance. Magic is malleable. This law in its most basic form is probably the most important to any mage. Magic in its entirety is not wholeheartedly resilient to manipulation. This is probably the first thing that magic is known for, as the greatest evidence for its existence is the ability to utilize this mysterious force and cast spells. Despite any other property that magic might demonstrate, it is obvious that it is akin to any alloy or alchemical component in that it is shapeable by the hands and minds of the sentient races. Sublaw: these following rules are general guidelines that govern the most practical and observable practices of magic, but are not universal and have been given this place after exceptions have been found. SL1. Magic requires equal and exact components to operate in controlled form and function. Explanation: although we wish magic was as simple as a flick of the wrist or twitch of the eye, it is not so. Magic methods vary, and several different cultures have demonstrated a range of techniques to accomplish grand arcanic feats, but none have found a way to change and morph magic through simple intuition. Components and precise runes are required in all cultures to produce magical effects. Any person who undergoes the process of arcanic infusion must learn or create methods to use magic in even its simplest expressions. Exception: Titans and elves have shown an intuitive ability to use magic through simple commands or even thought. SL2. Magic in any observable form is manufactured. Explanation: maybe due to the complex and unpredictable nature of magic, it is almost impossible to observe magic in a natural setting. Magic as it is expressed through spells is not seen in the physical and biological setting of the forests and oceans of our world. This means that if you encounter a spell or otherwise impossible happening, it means it was intentional, as the complex process of magic would be impossible to be left to happenstance. Exception: the recent discovery of soul stones in miles deep excavations have shown that magic is not impossible, but requires tremendous force and energy to propagate through the forces of nature. SL3. Magic has no biological traits. Explanation: although magic has proven to be of essence and form, it has not demonstrated any signs of cellular properties without the mixing of spells or intention. Therefore, we can assume that it cannot be killed or denatured. Although finite in its expression, no use of heat or energy can destroy the properties of a magically imbued object. Only the disruption of method or passage of time may do so. Exception: when comparing the effects of magical inclination against demonic obligation, the magic of the elves proved to usurp and devour the effects of the demonic magic and showed that elves' magics grew stronger when applied over demonic obligation. This implies a hierarchy and near sentient-like quality that magic has not expressed in other areas. Part 5. AKO. The continent of the animal-like beings known as Zokan is probably the best-known place to the world at large. This is due to several reasons. The first being that the lore of the continent stretches back to the days of Valor, as it was this legendary figure that was said to have discovered it. Before the Zokan landed on AKO, they were wandering tribes of nomads that oftentimes troubled the citizens of other races. This changed when they landed on AKO. Before the Zokan, the continent was seemingly untouched by anything but the oldest of races, the Titans. Some suggested that Valor wiped the small remnants of the Titans that lived there away with his well-known magical abilities. This was never confirmed, and Valor is famously known for having a fear of Titans, which subtracts countenance for the theory. Regardless, the continent of AKO is peculiar to say the least. The ecological systems on the continent seems to have some abnormal patterns that seem to ignore conventional understanding of weather and climate systems. The summers can stretch for years and winters hardly last more than a month and are really only known for their rain. This may have something to do with the Vithril currents, as they have been named, which are observed air currents that shift in odd manners around the continent and the space above it. For whatever reason, this is another fact that fascinates tourists and scholars worldwide. The third is something more controversial, as the local government of AKO is known as the Zoa Confederation, which is a splintered group of different states that formed when the monarchy that ruled the Zokan society for several hundred years after arriving on AKO was ended by a roaring coup. The fantastic outcome of this is that the law of the land varies and nearly anything is legal somewhere on the continent. Experimentation, drugs, sex trade, poaching, and almost any other explicit activity is permitted somewhere on AKO. This leads to large conflicts with other world governments and countries, which have attempted to enforce unity on AKO through diplomacy, political attacks, and declared warfare. All routes have failed and led AKO's splintered governments to carry much distrust of foreign powers. This, combined with Zokan's generally guarded culture, has meant that they oftentimes opt out of world affairs of united government activities such as the Wayfair and the Arch Kingdom Council. Whatever the reason, AKO stands as the most unique place in the world. Part 6. The difference between Zokan and Metafels. For many outsiders, the difference between certain species of Metafel and Zokan is negligible, and at some points in time, the Zokan were assumed to be another of the numerous subspecies of Metafel. Certainly, this could appear to be the case, as it is speculated that Metafels have subspecies in the thousands. This, along with the fact that the beast-like Zokan have many similarities with Metafel, such as a variety of subspecies that differ in size and shape in significant proportions. There is, however, one very important distinction that separates the two species, and this is the function of magical biology. The Metafel, by all accounts, are a diminutive race, see World Note 2, and therefore have magically binding traits across the archetype genus, devil/angels, while the Zokan are purely formed by traditional biological reproduction and have no magically inclined traits. These traits will be covered in details in future species overviews.